Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Daniel Zack, IT Director of Infrastructure and Support and Business Leader at Logistics Plus. Dan, we thank you for being our guest on this edition of Business Spotlight. Let's start off like we usually do with our guests and have you tell us about yourself, how you came to Logistics Plus, and what is your current role with the company today?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me on. A little bit about me. Born and raised in Erie, went to Cathedral Prep. I actually went to Mercer's College at the time, it's now a university. Studied computer science as well as psychology. And I'm married to my beautiful wife, Tara, of 17 years. I have two little girls, Allie, who's 10, and Madison, who's 12. Actually, been with my wife for 26 years. We're high school sweethearts. Kind of coincides with LP, because LP's been around for over 25 years, almost 26 years now, so ironic in that sense. But currently, I'm the director of IT infrastructure and support, as well as a business leader. I help with all of our facilities, help manage the maintenance team as well as the IT infrastructure team. You know, kind of a jack of all trades, master of none, if you will. How did I get here? I started off after college working for a local outfit, and was contracted to work out at GE Transportation, which is now Wabtec. Met a gentleman who was the IT director here at Logistics Plus. He had come in to kind of dispose of or return a lot of the equipment that GE was using at the time. It was all leased equipment. And he was kind of coordinating the logistics of getting the equipment back to the rightful owner. So I had met that gentleman, and, you know, he had indicated that it would be great if I could come work for LP at some point. And, you know, at that time, I'm thinking nothing of that. So, you know, for being at GE for about 12 years, you know, they ended up eliminating my position, putting it out for bid, and I didn't end up getting that position back. So, you know, here I am unemployed, wondering what the heck I'm going to do. So, you know, I remembered that IT guy from Logistics Plus reaching out to me in my early days at GE. So I did. I reached out to him, and, you know, he said, yeah, we should be able to bring you on board. I'd like you to talk to our CEO, Jim Berlin. Everything seemed to be going great. He says, yeah, about 2 weeks, we'll get you to come on board. You know, Monday you'll start, hit the ground running. I'm thinking, great. You know, I'm in my garage with my wife, kind of thinking, all right, I got a big day, you know, starting a new job that next morning. And sure enough, my phone rings, and it's that IT director. And he says, hey, you know, I hate to tell you, but you're not going to be able to start tomorrow. I'm like, oh, boy, you know, did I do something wrong, or what's going on here? I didn't even start the position, and he's already telling me I'm not going to join, which wasn't necessarily the case, but we ended up losing a portion of our contract at GE, and that kind of predicated the decision to kind of hold off on bringing me on board. But lo and behold, about a week later, I got an email from Jim saying, hey, come on over, and I did start on a Monday, and funny enough, I show up to work, and my boss ended up not being here. Jim's in India. So I sent him an email saying, you know, what am I supposed to do? And he said, you know, he said, just get in there, start to talk to some folks, understand what people are doing, stay busy, and just figure it out. And, you know, I think that kind of indicates what LP is really all about, which is figuring stuff out. That's what we do. We're a solutions provider. And yeah, here I am almost 12 years later and still kicking away.
So you've been with LP for nearly 12 years. Tell us what it was like back in 2010 compared to what you see today, as you've been part of a lot of growth during your tenure.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the best word to use would be growth. And, you know, to highlight that, There were far less employees here at LP back in 2010. I had about 60 at Union Station, somewhere around maybe 200 worldwide. Today, you know, we have over doubled our employee base at Union Station, and I think we're approaching, roughly 700 worldwide. So yes, it's been constant growth. We have assumed year after year. You know, I like to say that you have to be the right thread to be woven into the LP sweater, so that sweater will actually keep you warm. I know it sounds a little bit hokey, but really, I think there's a lot of truth to that. You have to kind of be the right type of person to work here. LP might not necessarily be for everyone, but we do like to find talent, which we can mold into those that eventually do have our punchline, which is a passion for excellence. Our founder and CEO, Jim Berlin, he's big on gas. That's give a you know what, right? So you really want to care about your work. And really, those that go the extra mile to get the job done, not waiting for tomorrow to get things finished, you know, those that are concerned about their job and not necessarily what their title is, because everybody kind of pitches in and does what's needed to get the job done. Our customers are our main focus, and you know, we always, like I said earlier, we like to just figure things out and always say yes. So really, over the past almost 12 years, it's been interesting, and yes, I think we can highlight that word, which is growth.
Dan, can you tell us a little more about the infrastructure side of LP and how you and your team go about keeping the lights on, so to speak?
Yeah, keeping the lights on, right? There's quite a bit that goes into keeping those lights on. You know, from maintaining power to the building all the way to storing our company's sensitive information and everything in between. You know, from running cabling that's used to provide our company's online experience to providing the computer which each employee has to use to perform their job functions. Implementing access control, which keeps us safe while here in the office by abiding by the rules and regulations which are put forth by the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration. A lot does go into keeping those lights on, you know, whether it be the vendor management negotiation piece, facilities management for all of our locations, supporting all of our end users, and the administration of those folks, all of our critical systems and monitoring and reporting, procurement and licensing. I know I'm just, you know, kind of rattling it off here, but again, just to highlight, a lot does go into the infrastructure and support and security of the business. Annual penetration testing and cybersecurity awareness, all of our server infrastructure, the spinning up of our warehouses and, you know, implementing new features for those so that business runs seamlessly. And of course, disaster recovery, business continuity, and security and camera management. Clearly, a lot does go into it.
When thinking about the many aspects of running a company, especially one the size of LP, infrastructure and security often gets overlooked, don't they?
It shouldn't. But, you know, I think you're right. Business is all about people and customers and relationships, you know, that you make and try to continue to cultivate. And infrastructure and security, unfortunately, does get overlooked because, you know, the focus doesn't necessarily go to that facet of the business. It's almost implied that you'll get your computer when you go to work, the internet will be there, and all forms of communication in which you need to operate will just magically show up. But the funny thing here is that when you don't have an internet connection, or, you know, your phone doesn't work, or let's say your computer won't turn on, or something as simple as, you know, you forgetting your password, which obviously won't allow you to log into your device, and consequently you aren't able to do your job, this is when folks tend to remember and really appreciate the infrastructure and security of a business.
Logistics Plus is a global company with offices in more than 30 countries now. What challenges does that present to you and your team on the IT side of things?
I think when I initially started, it was a lot more challenging with respect to the international piece of the business, more of the global support operation, you know, helping folks overseas during the night was not something out of the ordinary. Now the need to support our overseas colleagues has significantly lessened with the adoption of Office 365 and the more and more external IT outfits servicing our offices abroad. You know, a lot of times it's easier to work with another IT person on a user's issues when you're 5,000 miles away than it is, you know, to work directly with that user. So, you know, we found that that particular business model is much more attractive and works best for us. So we have also adopted tools which allow us to remotely support our users, either, you know, stateside or overseas. And this has certainly allowed for an easier support experience all around.
Dan, there have been some highly publicized hacks and ransomware attacks over the past several years, and probably many more that have not been publicized. What has been LP's approach to the crucial area around IT security?
Yeah, we take IT security very seriously here at Logistics Plus, and we've actually invested quite heavily in many tools which allow us to combat these attacks in the best possible ways available. We have special systems in place which kind of learn our network and our users and their corresponding devices, identifying anomalous behavior that can then be responded to and corrected autonomously to keep the attackers at bay. The use of physical appliances as well as other software tools are also a part of our fleet, and we're constantly strengthening our security posture here at LP by means of endpoint security, email scanning, the constant updating of all of our systems, and of course the identification of all vulnerabilities and which we're able to capture on a daily basis.
Outside of yourself, how many folks are part of the LP infrastructure and security team, and where do they all reside?
We have six guys here, including myself, which, you know, for the size of LP, that probably seems a bit on the lean side. But really, you know, we've found that with the amount of folks that we have and the specific things that each are able to identify and focus on, it works very well for us. Our CIO sits in North Carolina. He is very, very in tune with everything that we're doing, has high visibility into everything. And to be quite frank, you know, all of our IT teams, you know, whether it be our systems development and integration folks, our ERP systems support, our business intelligence and analytics team, or, you know, maybe even one of our offshore development and data analysis teams in the Ukraine, we all play a critical part in keeping our company secure, and really it's a collective effort.
Dan, we would be remiss if we didn't ask about COVID and how it has affected the way you and your team keep LP employees connected. We've discussed this topic on so many of these programs because COVID has had such a huge impact on the logistics industry.
Yeah, you know, some time ago, and this was something that myself and a couple of our team members had thought about, you know, we decided to move from a desktop computer to a laptop computer. And that has certainly proven to be a solid decision, especially with the onset of COVID. Office 365, which I've highlighted already, has also helped tremendously with remote office work, you know, based on having your email and all of your files readily available to you wherever you are, whether you're at the office or, you know, you're at home. It doesn't really matter where you are. You have, you know, readily available access to all of your files and all of your emails at any given point in time. Also like to highlight our IP phone system, which is a big part of our communication tools. It does allow for a teleworker type scenario where it allows for a seamless way for users to take their desk phone home with them and to use it as if they were sitting right at their desk at work. So really, you know, we gave all of our employees the option to work from home at the beginning of the pandemic and a little bit, you know, into it. But for the most part, everyone pretty much stayed at work and kept trucking, you know, right here at the office, which was a great thing to see. But yeah, really, I would say the move from desktops to laptops was probably one of the best things that we could have done. And again, especially with the onset of COVID.
I know from interviewing many LP professionals the past couple of years that your primary focus is always making sure your family of clients knows you are offering them amazing customer service. How has your technology in the form of client applications grown in recent years, and how do your clients use these apps to monitor their goods being shipped?
So our client apps have witnessed substantial growth over the years as, you know, we continue to learn more about industry needs and building for upcoming demands. We take our customers' needs seriously and certainly look to enhance our applications accordingly. You know, we provide the customer the optimum solution for their business, and, you know, finding ways to say yes in a world that's quite frankly so prone to say no based on, unfortunately, you know, comes down to sheer laziness or the lack of that gas that I talked about earlier. We use a combination of our knowledge and the customer's needs to deliver the best-in-class technical solutions that provide transparency into the entire shipment lifecycle. This transparency in and of itself is provided by industry-leading business analytic tools, custom dashboards that our folks in-house create, as well as, you know, all of the support that makes these tools kind of an effortless type scenario.
Can you further discuss the differential advantages and cutting-edge technology that LP offers clients that competitors simply cannot match?
Sure. I would say, you know, the advantage that LP offers that many competitors, you know, simply cannot match is our ability to deliver custom solutions quickly and, you know, finding ways to always say yes. I think you highlighted that earlier, and that's what we're really all about, you know, finding that way to say yes, even when it's a scenario where we may have never even had any initial inclination of. So our mantra is simply, yes, we can do it, and we'll figure it out on the back end if need be. You know, it's really, it's the plus in logistics plus that is our key differentiator. Our staff's drive and determination to do everything humanly possible to meet or exceed the needs of our customer will always be one of the main advantages we have on our competitors. I would say another advantage would be that we have our ability to integrate with external systems in a variety of different ways, making it very easy for customers to use LP in conjunction with their current technology and, you know, sometimes replacing or simply enhancing their processes with our solutions. We're always expanding our API offerings, making it easier to connect your system with ours, which again will allow for a much more seamless business experience.
Dan, I have it on pretty good authority that Jim Berlin considers you one of his right-hand men. What's it been like working for Jim these past 11 plus years?
I don't know. I don't know where you've heard that, but I appreciate that. But you know, Jim is one of the most unique individuals I've ever met. His willingness to take risks, not only in business, but risks on, you know, his employees themselves has always struck me as incredibly admirable. You know, his ability to piece people together, to create effective teams is certainly second to none. And the way in which he runs our company is truly very special in that he treats us all like one big family. That's really important, especially to me, because I hold family very dear to my heart. And, you know, to be able to come to work every day and know that I'm with my work family is just, it's very comforting. Jim knows, you know, each of us very intimately and makes everyone feel as though they are important and greatly valued. You know, as I stated earlier, all business is about people. And Jim and I think, have that same mentality, which makes it very easy for us to get along. You know, he's created a company where you're allowed to think for yourself and make decisions on the fly. learning from your mistakes, making good effective decisions, are certainly a couple of the things in which he tries to instill in all of us at LP. Showing up, being positive, making a difference. Those are some of the important things that I've learned from him from over the years. It's not always easy, although I wouldn't want to have it any other way. Jim is just an incredible person.
Dan, as you know, Logistics Plus continues to be recognized as a great workplace, and this year it's celebrating its 25th anniversary. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's hard to believe that we've been in business for 25 years. Every year has gotten better. We've been profitable, year after year. We've expanded our knowledge and expertise in so many different facets of the logistics business, and we continue to enhance and better things as we go. To be recognized as a great workplace is truly an awesome honor, and really it's a fitting depiction of Logistics Plus. I see those signs on the doors when I walk in the morning. It's a great place to work, and it's not just some hokey terminology. I mean, it is who we are. I mean, this is a great place to work, and I do get that sense of it being a great place. So yeah.
Dan, thank you so much for being our guest on this edition of Business Spotlight. We certainly appreciate your time. And we'll close with this question. You've seen a tremendous amount of growth. We've mentioned it during this program, during your time at Logistics Plus. How big can Logistics Plus get within the industry, in your opinion?
Every year that goes by and, looking back at the actual growth that we accomplished, it boggles my mind. It just goes to show that, hard work and determination and that gas again that we kind of preach to all of our employees, that's what really matters. And that's what allows for that growth. I think the sky's the limit. Every single year we grow, and it's not because of someone else and what they're doing. It's all about what we do here at LP and the difference that we make. And I think that customers see that, and that's what allows for that constant growth.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as UPMC Hammett is in the Business Spotlight.